You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg reporter Ashley Carman. Broadcast cable TV, that has become a lot less popular, but people are still turning on their TVs to watch podcasts. YouTube has gained a larger audience as devoted podcast listeners dedicated more than 700 million hours watching creators. This was in October alone. So Ashley, talk about this shift. Why are people watching podcasts instead of just listening?
Well, it's a good question. People haven't given up on listening just yet, but they are starting to watch podcasts more frequently, partially because people started posting on YouTube. And YouTube really has a powerful algorithm that allows people to discover new shows and keeps them hooked. And podcasts have been a big part of that strategy.
It's a really interesting switch because, you know, you can't do it while you're driving a car. And a lot of people listen like when they're doing puttering around the house.
Exactly. Yeah. So people put it on. Yes. They listen while they're running errands. They listen while they're cooking, whenever they're doing activities that require their hands, perhaps. But with the watching behavior, what we're really seeing is this is a replacement for daytime TV and late night TV. So as cable TV and linear TV has declined in popularity, you see podcasts kind of coming up and filling that void.
Are people actually sitting down with a bowl of popcorn and going, okay, I'm going to watch this podcast?
I do think for some shows they are because, you know, podcasts can take many different forms. If it's an interview show, maybe not. But if it's a comedy show or some other kind of different format, I could see it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what kinds of podcasts and how long do they sit there?
I mean, these podcasts can span hours. On YouTube, they have a very... they have a new feature that's a podcast chart, so we can see what shows are popular on there. And one of them is a show called Kill Tony, which is sort of like a stand-up comedy roast special where people get up, they do a minute of stand-up, and either they bomb or they do great, and if they bomb, they get roasted. And I think that's a show where people definitely are paying attention and might even have some popcorn.
Are people actually sitting down and consuming the whole 2.5 hours of a podcast, or are they just turning it on and, like we said, maybe doing laundry or, you know, making dinner?
I think it varies, you know. I mean, I really would equate it to kind of daytime TV where you're in the home, maybe you go in another room, you miss a little bit, you come back, you pick it back up. It's just, it can be a really casual experience, but it can also be really hands-on and engaged depending on what the show requires of the audience.
Does it surprise you that we're hitting 700 million hours of podcasts on living room devices, and that ends up being twice what it was in October of last year, that the popularity has grown so much?
It's fascinating to me that it has grown so quickly. I would say this is kind of an emerging behavior. At least it was last year. Everyone all of a sudden was like, wait a second, people are watching YouTube on their TVs? And now here we are where it's nearly doubled in the course of a year. So I would say it is surprising in the sense that it really has had quite a lot of uptake quickly.
You said that people are still listening to podcasts, but this popularity, does it mean that, you know, people are shifting? They're like, okay, we're going to have to put in a camera when you record these podcasts.
Yes. So this has been kind of something that traditional podcast creators have struggled with, in that previously you could do your podcast in your pajamas. You didn't have to put makeup on, especially if you're a woman. And now these are bigger budgets. They require makeup artists, hairstylists, depending on how fussy you are. And understandably, people want to look good on camera. And it's just a little bit more high pressure than it was historically.
That seems to ratchet up the competition, or even, you know, makes it more important for the competition in the podcast, you know, circles.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think this is something now that it's a little bit still developing. Again, this is such emergent behavior. I think it's unclear whether people care how good the podcast looks. Like, in some ways, I've heard about podcasters who really try to buy the best cameras and build the best studios and really look great on camera. But I've also heard that audiences really kind of like the lo-fi feel. So I think we're still learning what exactly audiences want, and maybe it varies by show.
Ashley, interesting stuff. Thanks very much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg reporter Ashley Carman. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS, and you can catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.